Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 23, I Can Escape from the World I See by Giving Up Attack Thoughts, there's a couple of points that come to mind. The first is in paragraph number 3. It says, "The world you see is a vengeful world, and everything in it is a symbol of vengeance." And for some, that sentence may seem extreme. When we look out into the world, we do see darkness, despair, poverty, illness, death. And yet we also see beautiful things like nature and moments with family that are lovely and sweet. And so if you look out into the world, you might say, well, the world is not a symbol of vengeance because there are many good things at the same time. You see, the ego is very clever. If it were to show you a world that is filled with blackness and darkness 100% of the time, it would clearly lose your attention because you would give up. You would surrender. If everything that happened was the worst possible thing, then your attention would wane and you would go back to wanting to know what is true as quickly as possible. But you see, the ego is clever and divisive, and the whole point is to hold your attention. Have you ever noticed that you have these really, really beautiful days, perhaps, and the next day something very challenging happens? This is divisive. It's on purpose, so that your moments of despair are laced with some moments of tolerance and simplicity and peace. Because if it was too consolidated, if it happened too frequently, then it would lose your attention. When we read that sentence, "The world you see is a vengeful world, and everything in it is a symbol of vengeance," just keep that in mind, that the whole point of the illusion is a distraction, to distract you from the truth of who you are. And as we give up our illusions, we will have what's called a happy dream, where all of the challenges we now face become neutralized, and we begin to have a life that actually works, one that brings happiness and peace and joy and abundance. And then this places us in a very natural place of transitioning into an awakened state of mind. The second point is, it says this: "The idea for today introduces the thought that you are not trapped in the world you see, because its cause can be changed. This change requires first that the cause be identified and then let go, so that it can be replaced. The first two steps in this process require your cooperation. The final one does not." Let's think about this. What are the two steps that require our cooperation? Those steps are that the cause is identified as being in our mind. The second step is that we let it go. And the third step is where our thoughts become replaced with what is true, and that is the part that belongs to the Holy Spirit. You see, we tend to try to heal our own thoughts and outthink ourselves, but this is not very useful. In fact, it's not useful at all. So today, just focus on your steps, which is to understand that what you see, the challenges you see and face, are coming from your own mind. Step number 2 is to let them go, which means to not keep spinning on them and trying to solve them, fix them, change them, or make them morph into a more beautiful illusion. We're not going to do that today. And then the third step is taken by the Holy Spirit, where the whole thing gets changed out for what is true, and at that point you will become happy. I'll go ahead and reiterate the topic for today, keeping it in mind all day. I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts.